السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Jumad al-Ula 1444. By the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, today we commence and begin a new surah, chapter 83, a new chapter, Suratul Mutaffifin. And this was revealed before the migration from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara, and it comprises 36 verses. So today we will discuss verses 1 to 6, insha'Allahul Aziz. To summarize and recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah says, those people who lived with Iman and Islam and passed away with it, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ, for them they will enter Jannah, paradise, everlasting joy, prosperity and happiness. And those people who are sane and mature, and they died and passed away on any ism besides Islam, then for them is Jahannam and the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. Wa inna al-fujjara lafi jahim. Yaslawnaha yawm ad-deen. They will enter that fire, blazing fire, the hellfire, the day of deen, the day of justice. Wa ma hum anaha bighaibin. They cannot be absent from that day and from that punishment. Meaning, surely they will enter. They will try and avoid. They will try and escape. They will try and run away. But where can they run away? Kullama aradu ay yakhruju minha min ghammin u'idu fiha. Even when they inside Jahannam and in the hellfire, from there they will try and make an exit and escape. Every time they'll be thrown back inside and told to them, وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقَ, that you must taste the punishment of the blazing, blazing fire. اللهم احفظنا من, Allah protect us. اللهم اجرنا من النار, Allah protect us from the fire. Allah Jalla wa'ala loves Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ, what will make you understand, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the day of deen? ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ, subsequently, thereafter, Allah poses the question again. Obviously, we can never use this as an example 100%, but for our puny little brains, when you love your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, you want to embrace them, you want to kiss them, you want to feel them, and it brings so much joy, so you close your fist and say, come here, see, I've got a sweet tea for you, I got money for you, I got this for you, and then they come running, and the child is so happy, and you are so happy, oh dada, oh daddy, oh grandparent, oh parent. So imagine, Almighty Allah addressing Habib Allah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no comparison, obviously no comparison, but it's for our puny little brains to understand. Then Almighty Allah gives the answer. What is Yawmuddin? So Allah says, Yawma, the day, La tamliku nafsul li nafsin shay'a. No person will possess anything for the other person. Every person will account for his own deeds, her own actions. Everyone will come and say their own story. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. And if that person lies, then the mouth is sealed, the limbs will speak, the angels will come with the book of deeds, the land and sand will speak, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. It will give the breaking news, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, because Allah inspired it to speak. So all these are lessons. We should be trembling when we read these verses. That day, وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلَّهِ. That day is solely, only for Almighty Allah. His majesty, His sovereignty, His grandeur, His authority. So therefore, prepare for the day and always read Surah chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Why is called Qiyamah? Everybody will be standing. You see, we stand up from our graves. The body was not retrieved from the ocean, so he, she will also stand up. And remember for reckoning and accountability. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Surah chapter 83, Surah Mutaffifin, revealed before the Hijrah, hence Makkiyah, before the migration to Medina Munawwara from Makkah, and it comprises 36 verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very merciful. We told you this on several occasions in the past. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, amubalagha. Hyperbole. So these are all big, big high words. It means intensive form and intensive meaning. So what is when a person is critical, they take him to intensive care in the clinic and hospital. So the meanings are very, very gracious, very, very merciful. And what's the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahman, you can't use for any creation, but you must use a prefix, Abdur-Rahman, Ubaidur-Rahman, or for a girl, Amatur-Rahman, for a female. And Rahim, you can use alone, without a prefix, Rahim, Rahi, Rahima, for a girl. So that's one easy difference. Allah Jalla Wala said, Ra'ufur Rahim, for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's an easy way to understand it. Now, Almighty Allah is teaching us, what is Deen of Islam? How we all are guilty. Some more, some less, but 99% of us are guilty. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Wail. Wail got two meanings. Wail means halak. It means destruction, woe. Or wail means wadin fi jahannam. A valley in jahannam. A valley there right in the hellfire. Allah protect us. للمطففين. So it is translated, therefore the surah's name, Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Woe and destructions, the valley in Jahannam, for the fraudsters, for the cheaters. Look at the papers nowadays. Look at the news breaking. How many Muslim people's names appear, male, female? They crooked this one, they committed fraud with this one, and so forth and so on. But Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, was a genius. What Umar said on the farsh, on the land and sand, Allah would send from the arsh, from the heavens and the skies. A person did not perform and read salat properly. So Sayyidina Umar told him, Tuffafta, that you are a person, you are guilty. You committed fraud, you cheating in salat. Wailul lil mutaffifeen. So Imam Malik rahimahullah brings the verdict of Sayyidina Umar, At-tatfif fi kulli shay. So cheating, frauding applies to everything. Husband having an affair behind his wife's back, wailul lil mutaffifin. Wife having an affair, wailul lil mutaffifin. We don't perform our ruku, our sajda. We are cheating in salat. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person is asraqun nas, the biggest thief, the biggest crook. If somebody tells me or you, you're a big crook, how insulted, how bad we will feel. But every day we're crooking, 90% of the people, I see in the masjid, how people read their salat. We try and tell them, inform them, but yet the habit is there for years and years, that in 1 minute they will read 2-3 rakats. So that salat, such ruku, such sajda is tatfif. So it's across the board, across the spectrum. وَيْلُلْ لِلْمُتَفِّفِينَ is not confined only to our business dealing and transactions and so forth. It is in every sphere of life. What is Islam when you are addressing and explaining to people? Islam means to pray, P-R-A-Y, to Almighty Allah. And how do we pray? We fulfill our duty with beauty. We don't just go through the motions, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town, nay. And Islam means not to pray, P-R-E-Y, on the creation of Allah. So when we are causing harm to the animals, when we are causing harm to human beings, all this is tatfif, remember that. So such a broad connotation it has, that we work less, but we want more wages. We work less, but we want bonus. The things that are provided for us by work, we got the fax machine, we've got the internet, we got the telephones, and we just phone who we want to, the girlfriend, boyfriend, and phone home and all that, and not necessity, nothing like that. And just gupshup, you know, in Urdu they say gupshup, just to make some conversation and so forth, futile discussion. All that is wailul lil mutaffifin. Think about it. How lightly we take it. But look at the wa'id. Look at the warning. Wailul lil mutaffifin. So woe and destruction o'er the valley in Jahannam for those who are fraudsters, those who are cheating in all walks of life, in all spheres of our life. So Almighty Allah's warning. Money is sweeter than honey. So what people do? Alladheena idha ktalu ala nas. They are the people. When they are taking from others, from people, now that they are measuring. You see? That how you measure the water, how you measure the liquid, all these things. Idha ktalu ala nas. So when they're measuring for themselves, for their benefit, so now yastawfoon. They want the full measurement. There must not be the slightest discrepancy. They want, they say, we're paying for it, and we want the full amount. If some extra one comes, they will say, it's barakah. When you're cheating and bribing people, how can that ever be barakah? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith is sahih, authentic hadith mentioned in Bayhaqi. La'ana Allahu Rashi. Allah's curse is on the one who is giving the bribery. Wal murtashi, the one who receives the bribery. Wal ra'ish, and the one who's arranging it, organizing it. He said, don't worry. It's not what you know, it's who you know. He says, I got all the context. Exhal alas rahmak. I will sort it out, don't worry. So all three parties are cursed, remember. This is how Islam deals with corruption. This is how Islam eliminates it from the root. Not like today people want to sort it out from the fruit, from the top. Nay, you have to go right to the bottom. And then eliminate it, eradicate it. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ But the same person, when he is measuring for them, he's measuring for them, for the people, the customers, the clients, أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ Or he's weighing for them. When I was very young, 60 years ago, so I used to go play in our shop, you know, and that time you should do everything manually. You put the sugar, well, you know, manually. You put the flour manually in that packet and so forth. So my beloved father, Allah give our parents Jannat al-Firdaus. At that time, they always would say, you must put extra. You must put a little bit extra. Then when we start learning hadith, teaching hadith, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said same thing. That weigh and put a little bit extra. That little bit extra is not compulsory, but it is taqwa and piety. Imagine. That is our Islam. We want to take extra. Islam says give a little bit extra on your own. So that is to show that there will be no mistake on our side. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ So when they are measuring for people, Oh, they are weighing for people. Yuxirun. They give less measurement. They are cutting the material. You know the fabric. So instead of 1 yard, 1 meter, 10 meters, 10 yards, whatever you want to call. So they cut little bit less. They will stretch the fabric so much. You must remember that. So they cut less. So that is the measurement. And weighing. So now you're weighing less. You see? People selling bread, people selling potatoes, onions, this, that, whatever they're weighing, and now they weigh it less. So remember, on outside the chicken is written there 1 kilo, 2 kilo, 3 kilo. But remember, the chicken is what? It's not 2, 3 kilo. Half the things there, you must remember, you know today, they put that medication, they put that, what name, whatever they call it, and it looks much fatter than what it is, much bigger than what it is. So the net weight is something else, and the exaggerated one is something else. But we all selling like this, buying like this, is justified? No. So we must be honest, at-tujjaru saduq. Those business people who are very, very truthful, يُحْشَرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of justice, there will be resurrected مَا الْأَنْبِيَاء وَالْمَنَبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُهَدَاءِ. They will be resurrected with the prophets and messengers. They will be resurrected with the Siddiqeen, the very, very pious, truthful people. With the Shuhada and the pious, with the martyrs and the pious people. Open Mishkat Sharif. Open Musnad Ahmad. You will find a hadith of this nature. So our deen is all embracing, all encompassing. So always rather give more to the customer than giving less. That is cheating. I was a young boy, and sometimes these old people, they used to laugh. They said that, see how we fool the customer. So how they fool the customer? They're selling shoes. Because people are naive, people are simple. So in one box, they put the right shoe, and they sold it to the customer. So it means one shoe that customer took. By the time he reaches his place and does and all that, he even forgot from which shop he bought. And then I'm speaking of 50, 60 years ago. And then the other customer, they sell him the left shoe. So it means one pay shoe we sold to two customers, and we're laughing. See how shrewd a businessman I am. How rich I got doing all this unda danda, cheating, frauding and so forth. That is at the micro level. Look at the macro level. Today people are cheating in the millions and billions in the corporate world. And then they laugh. They say, see, I got my own car, my own Ferrari, my own this, my own that, my own jet, my own helicopter. And what then, what then, what they will speak. But go and analyze and you will see, dal mein kuch kala hai. That something happened somewhere, and there was some crookery, there was some bribery, there was some corruption, there was some illegal, nefarious activities going on. So when we build our empire on all this, so where khair and goodness can come, remember that. There will be fitna and facade. Therefore, so many people's empires get wiped out today. Muslim, never mind non-Muslim. So Almighty Allah is warning us, Allah yazunnu. What don't they think? Ulaika annahum mab'uthun. That tomorrow, on the day of justice, they'll be resurrected. Allah is reminding us regarding the day of justice, where every human being will have to stand in the court of Almighty Allah. They will be resurrected, Yawm al-Ba'ath. Ba'ath means resurrection. Yawm al-Hashr, the day of congregation assembly. Yawm al-Nadama, the day of regret, the day of remorse, all this year. Yawm al-Hasra, the day of regret and remorse. Quran uses this terminology. And liyawmin azim, that magnanimous day, that biggest day, greatest day, big, big day. So everyone, can we ever imagine? From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, from Adam and Eve. That we say, Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. Right till the last baby, child to be born. Everybody will be assembled. And the jinnat, all of them, invisible creation. They were created from the Samum, from the smokeless fire. And remember, they will be assembled. Then all the insects, reptiles, animals, and everybody. You did already. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. So everything, everybody will be assembled and congregating. لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Why? يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسِ. That day people will be standing. They'll be standing. لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. For the Rabb sustainer of the entire universe and creation. مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. That in beginning of Surah Ma'arij, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala says, that they are the people that they will encounter. That Qiyamah, خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. 50,000 years. Can we ever imagine? That is for the kuffar, the non-Muslims and so forth. So the biggest lesson we learn here is tatfif. So, just take 5-6 easy examples. We read Salat, we read Zohar Salat now, for example. How many a person read Salat properly? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli. Perform your Salat as you see me performing Salat. Open Tirmidhi, al-hadithul musifi Salat. A Sahabi came, he didn't know much, maybe he was from the Arab, from the Bedouins, or a person who just embraced Islam, or so forth, so many different possibilities. He performed Salat in Masjid Nabawi. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him performing the Salat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qum faswalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go, repeat your Salat. You did not read Salat. Meaning your ruku, your sajda, your bowing down, your prostrating, all that not done properly. Second time again he does. Same actions, because he doesn't know better. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now furious with him, says, قُمْ فَسْوَلِّي فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُسْوَلِّي. He says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know how to read the Salat properly that you're speaking about, O Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows him. How many of us are worried, concerned about our Salat? This is one example I'm giving. So now, if you read Tirmidhi Sharif, then Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, he taught us, that when you are the imam, I always tell people who are imam, and they make imamah haphazardly. When you are the leader, then Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, you should read 5 times. Why? So we the people at the back can read it minimum 3 times properly. But today, they fly through it. Especially like Taraweeh Salat and some other Salat and so forth. They're in a hurry or whatever the reason might be. So quick they read. So that is one example. Then come to the business world. So people deposited so many things by us, labor nowadays. They never came back. So we took the money and we took the merchandise. How can both things be permissible for us? It's haram that. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُتَوَفِّفِينَ. So that money there, give it away in charity after 6 months, 1 year, whenever. So because it don't belong to us, we took back the goods and now they say, no, I'm charging him for storage, I'm starting administration fee, all this is capitalism. All this are fancy words for haram and all this falls under the ambit of interest in Islam. See. How we try and justify our deeds. وَيْلُلْ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. 2. So our, remember it's a chain. When our income is halal, then we will consume halalan tayyiba. Allah didn't tell Muslims. Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. O humankind, O people, you must consume that which is halal, lawful, and pure and wholesome. Today they're speaking about environment. Today they're speaking of conservation. Islam taught all these lessons more than 1400 years ago. Islam taught us you're at the ocean, you're at the sea, by the sea, by the beach. Then when you're making wudu, don't waste water. But the water is going back into the ocean, back into the sea. Then also you can't waste water. You see what Islam is teaching us. So you take so many examples, daily examples. وَيْلُلْ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, that we are cheating and committing fraud in our daily lives. How many men, how many husbands having affairs? How many wives having affairs? How many youth having affairs? All this tatfif. So, at-tatfif fi kulli shay, it is across the board, across the spectrum. And then see, liyawmin azim. And today, we laugh and we consider ourselves to be, I got the business acumen. I have a killer instinct. I hear people speaking that me, I'm ruthless in business. I have the killer instinct and so forth. My brother, don't fool yourself. That wealth, that empire Allah gave is not barakah, blessing. It is muhula. Barakah means even if we have little bit, we can use it in so many good halal places. Muhula means we acquired the wealth haram and contaminated, adulterated. And then it took us further and further away from Allah. And then that whole empire comes crumbling down. What do you think today we are seeing in the corporate world and in the countries and so forth? Yawma yaqoomu nas, that humankind will stand before their reckoning, accountability, li rabbil alameen, in the court of Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire universe. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Ya Allah, make our reckoning easy for us. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.